From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
Okay, before he calls and starts nagging me, I'm going to give you a little King Charles update from Vanity Fair, the magazine. They say he is hoping to resume his public royal duties next month after undergoing treatment for cancer. They say he's doing very well, but is frustrated that he has had to take time off. He's being a good patient, they say, but not always a patient. I knew that was going to happen.
How dare you speak for me?
What do you mean? I'm not speaking for
you. I'm the climate king, King Chuck.
Listen, King Chuck.
By the way, the new currency has my face on it.
Yes,
we
I
call
saw.
It Chuck Bucks.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't. They're not. They're Euro. They don't call them
Lisa,
Bucks.
Lisa, I'm going to be in public now. I'm tired of being in private doing nothing. I'm going to go out in public and
well,
do
your
nothing.
Your last public appearance was Easter Sunday. You attended church services with Queen Camilla. Did you ride her there?
How dare you call my wife a horse face?
What? Hello, Z.
Hello, Lisa.
All right, look.
What are you doing?
Other family members also attended church with you. And while the king says he's coming back next month, Buckingham Palace has not confirmed when he will actually return.
I don't tell them anything, you know.
Listen.
I just sneak out of the house sometime, go down to the 7-Eleven and have a Slurpee.
They did say they don't have a 7-Eleven in London.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, you're
don't.
Very far behind the times.
He's planning on attending Trooping the Color on June 15th, as well as the Royal Ascot the following
How
week.
How dare you?
How dare you? I didn't talk
I'm Trooping
about your,
the Color.
I didn't talk Listen. About your ass. I said ascot. Okay?
I've got so an ass. That's an ascot.
Calm down.
Listen, my one goal in life now is to live longer than Keith Richards.
Well, good luck with that, because Keith is never going to die.
I know. There's something going on there. I'm not sure what it is.
They also said that you got the green light from the doctors and you're going to carry out some public engagements before Trooping the Color.
Yes, I just said it. I'm going out and doing nothing in public now.
All right, good. I can't wait to see you do nothing in public. And speaking of doctors,
yes.
Here's what they say about your treatment.
Yes.
They say that you are responding very, very well.
That's not what they told me. I have to go. Ta-ta.
Oh, toodaloo. Au revoir. Ta-ta. Goodbye.
Wow, he loves you, man. He calls you
man,
all the time, I'm telling
you.
Honest
to God, he's pretty annoying, that guy. All right,
annoying?
Look,
try his father.
Sorry, Queenie. they say that Charles is currently in Scotland. He will return to England next week. And while he has lost some weight, they say, during treatment, he is still in tip-top shape.
Tippy top.
I do think he looks pretty good. I saw him attending church services on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he looked pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know how Kate's doing.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about that.
Well, yesterday was little Louis's 6th birthday. Prince Louis, you know, the wild child. And they did throw him a little party at the palace, but just family and close friends. And they say she's doing okay, but I really wish she'd make another video and just say, "Hello, I'm doing fabulous."
Hello!
No, not you, Queenie.
Oh, sorry. Excuse the ring.
Not you, Queenie. Either way, I'm happy to hear everybody is recovering and things are going well.
Yes.
Okay?
That's we'll it. Stay in touch.
You do that, Queenie.
Oh, there's Keith Richards. No, that's not him. That's Charlie Watts. He's a drummer.
He is. Where is Charlie? I don't hear him. Normally when he's... Oh, there he is.
Nice.
Thank you, Charlie.
What do you think, Zorro?
I think it's amazing. I love your Cary Grant King impersonation. That was great. You sound like Cary Grant.
That's not me. That's my favorite DJ.
The other guy was like Cary Grant. He was good.
None of you know what you're talking about.
Okay, Philip, that's enough. You two go back to whatever you were doing. Go play with the Elvis.
6 to 9.
No! Never mind. At 7:12 with your entertainment report, I'm Lisa Stanley. Oh, no. Oh, I thought I was going to get out of here.
Lisa, my doctors have told me why Keith Richards continues to live in spite of the fact that he's put every drug into his body.
Because his favorite number is 69?
No, he eats the brown M&Ms.
Oh, no. You know that Mick Jagger does not eat the brown M&Ms.
Yes.
Okay.
Just what?
Like, yeah, Mick Jagger makes them remove them from the bag.
That was Van Halen, honey. But yeah, anyway.
It's not Mick Jagger?
No.
Oh, they're all alike. All right,
they all look alike.
It's the same.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.